Test 72, Section 3, Question 19. Here, we want to find the thing that conforms to the principle stated above. So the principle is going to be an if-then, and then we want to find a passage that matches that. So, after a judge has made his first ruling on a particular point of law, judges must follow that precedent in the original ruling. Must follow if the original is not contrary to basic moral values. Okay, so once there's been a ruling, you have to follow it if it doesn't conflict with basic moral values. In the absence of precedent, when judges' own legal views do not contradict any widespread public opinion, so if there isn't precedence and you don't contradict, and only then, they may abide by their own legal views in deciding a case. Now, and only then means that this is an if and only if. So if they abide by their own legal views, then there has to be an absence of precedent and that their views do not contradict widespread public opinion. So that's one thing. And second, that it also goes the other way. So if there is an absence of those things and it doesn't contradict, then they can use their own legal views. So there's a couple of different if-thens involved here. We're just going to have to check each answer against this. So Judge S is confronted with a legal issue never before decided. Okay, so there's no precedent. Okay, that would put us in the second thing. Realizing that his own views contradicts what most people believe, he nonetheless issues a ruling in a court that accords with his own legal views. That would actually violate the principle because you only get to do that to decide on your own legal views if you don't contradict any widespread public opinions. So A is definitely out. B, Judge V decides in the absence of any precedent, okay, so it's again the second thing, whether children as young as 12 can legally be tried as adults. There's overwhelming public support for trying children 12 and older as adults, a practice that violates the judge's personal moral views. So Judge Valenza rules in keeping with his own legal beliefs against trying them. Problem here is that in that case, because there's no precedent, we have to go with the second set, and that's when your own contradict, you can't use your legal views. So that goes against it. And it's also kind of his own beliefs. So Judge L sets a legal precedent when she rules that the starfish exception applies to children. Okay, so she sets a legal precedent, meaning there wasn't one before. And deciding a later case concerning starfish. Okay, so now we have a later case. So there is a precedent. Judge Wilson adheres to his own legal views rather than L's, even though he doesn't believe that it opposes basic moral values. That would go against the first principle, which is what we have here, because there was precedent. Judge W must decide a case that depends on an issue for which there's no legal precedent. Okay, so it's the second set. No widespread public opinion. Okay, so it can't contradict. That means Judge W can use her own legal process. So judge rules against the defendant because that conforms to her own legal view. Yes, that one would match perfectly, so we'd take that. Then finally, Judge B rules against the defendant because doing so conforms to her own views about the legal issues. However, it's contrary to relevant precedent. Okay, if there's relevant precedent, then the only way you can go against it is going against moral values, and all of which conform to the basic morality. So that actually would violate the principle as well. And so D is the only one that doesn't actually violate the principles involved.